Texte numéro 5. After Brexit, the UK could become a data haven. The United Kingdom is at a crossroads. It has to decide where it stands in relation to privacy. Will it loosen data protection regulation, moving more towards China's model, or will it guarantee its citizens' right to privacy, moving more towards a Californian approach and securing a data adequacy agreement with the EU? It would be a mistake to choose the former. Last month, the UK published its National Data Strategy, which states that data and data use are seen as opportunities to be embraced rather than threats against which to be guarded. To overly focus on the potential benefits of data and neglect the threats that the collection and use of personal data entail would be unwise. The UK could develop into a data haven in the way some countries are tax havens. A data haven would be a country involved in data washing, being willing to host data acquired in unlawful ways that is then recycled into apparently respectable products. Data washing would be something a host country would do for those engaging in ethics dumping, a term used to describe the malpractice of exporting unethical research activities to countries with poor regulation. Data hosted in data havens, in addition to being used for seemingly acceptable products, could also be used for illegitimate or questionable purposes. Data washing would involve the UK allowing companies and governments the world over to do their dirty work under its protection in exchange for money. Allowing the UK to develop into a data haven could turn into a privacy catastrophe with huge financial and reputational damage to Britain. If the UK doesn't take privacy seriously, it will fall behind the rest of the developed world. Being pro-privacy is being pro-tech, because there is no future in tech that is privacy unsafe. Technology that does not respect privacy will only lead to a loss of trust and collaboration on the part of both citizens and international partners. Furthermore, we don't have to choose between privacy and cutting-edge tech. There are ways to develop AI and other tech that are privacy-friendly. The National Data Strategy sets out to position the UK as a global champion of data use, as well as the safest place in the world to go online. For those two desirable objectives to be compatible, privacy must be protected. Public data should indeed be shared more easily and widely, but not personal data. The UK has everything going for it to become a world leader in data ethics and ethical AI. Let's hope it seizes the opportunity to walk towards that goal and not away from it, and that it will take privacy seriously going forward. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.